This is the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason for Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is here from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew, thanks for being with us. Can you tell me a little bit about the rainfall that we've had across the hard red winter wheat growing regions of the nation and what impact it has had?
Well, certainly it has been a significant event so far. What we have picked up significantly has been mostly confined in the last 24 hours. We saw widespread precipitation occur here just since yesterday. And much of the region from Kansas southward into the Texas Panhandle and into north central parts of Texas, actually, have seen anywhere from 1 to 2 and some localized 3 to 5 inch amounts of rain just from this one storm system alone. And of course, earlier last weekend, we saw some rain occur across parts of the region. It was disfavoring the southwest. But this event that occurred last night certainly has brought significant moisture to southwestern parts of wheat country, which was an area of great concern because it had been the hottest area. And now it is in a state of recovery, I guess. As we go forward through the next week, the week and a half, we've got at least 3 storm systems still yet to come, and collectively they will produce another 1 to 3 inches of rain across the production region. So I don't think we'll be talking too much about dryness in hard red winter wheat country again for a while.
And spring does change things. Farmers were thinking here, hey, will that drought move into our area? However, my guess is that spring will change things here as well, and well, farmers would like to start planting sometime in that fall, second week of April. Will they get an opportunity?
I think there's going to be some opportunity, yes. So the wet weather bias that we're in the midst of right now will last for another full week. By the time we get to the end of next week, we'll probably see a drier tendency starting to evolve. It's not something that's going to prevail for any great length of time, but a little break in the program here. And that should give us a chance to warm up to a little bit. And so the combination should set the stage for a little bit better opportunity for that first few seeds to be put into the ground across the lower Midwest. But I do think we will go back into some more wet biased conditions a little bit later in April and periodically even in May. So it's not necessarily going to be a real fast planting season, but I don't think we've got much to complain about as far as having a lack of moisture for the region. We should do very well when we do have those warmer, drier days.
Are you of a mind that it will be warmer than usual?
It will be at times. I think that the greatest deviations from normal temperature are behind us now, that we will have some warmer tendencies, but it's not going to be nearly as far above average as it has been. These periods of rainy weather will hold the temperatures back a little bit. I do think that when we go out a few weeks down the road, we'll get warm again relative to normal. I'm really most concerned about July because there's a tendency for these very warm Februaries like we had this year are often followed by a warm July, and that can be a little bit of a threat to some of our production potential if indeed we do get hot during that month. So we're kind of watching that, but I don't think we're going to see large unseasonably hot days before we get to that point in time.
So we started with the hard red winter wheat in the United States. Can we move to the Black Sea, talk about Russia and the wheat-growing regions and Ukraine and there, please?
Absolutely. One of the biggest issues going on in Russia right now is that they are falling back into a colder, biased environment. Portions of Russia have a tremendous amount of snow still left on the ground. It's not in the south or the extreme west, but the rest of the production area is quite deeply buried in snow still, and they were doing very well in melting some of that down until this week, and now it's turning cooler again. They're actually getting some new snowfall to occur, and we're going to see waves of snow continuing for at least the next 7 days. So some of that part of the world is going to take a little bit of a step back and a longer period before they're going to be able to get into the fields. There's still a fair amount of potential here that some flooding might be an issue for them as well. So we're going to continue to watch that, but it will be cold over there for a while. And what's interesting is the last time we got cold like this, we also got cold about 10 days afterwards. So we're going to watch real closely and see what happens when we get into mid-April.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate you being with us today, Drew.
All right. Well, have a good day.
You too. Drew Lerner, of course, is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.